Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tuned into the greatest.
This international chart-topping podcast is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all our platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, and many more. You can also catch Talk with Turk on Power 109 Radio every other Sunday. Download the app and tap in. Do you want the tea? Well, simply Talk with Turk, bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
All new, all new, all turn, new. Turn. Power 109 Radio. Be your beat, baby. Because that's what you're going to call it. Talk with me.
You don't need no applause. High fashion.
Tune in 24/7. Power 109 Radio.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice in our ear. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get. Thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Turk Bish underscore.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to an all new episode of Talk with Turk Bish. You're right here listening to the podcast, the international chart topping podcast, only here on Power 109 Radio as well, every Sunday at 5 p.m. Now, last Sunday, you guys noticed that I was a little bit late, but I'm always gonna be here. So we're getting back into the swing of things. I know you guys are probably was wondering, you know, like, why haven't we heard his voice in a while? It's because I wanted to let you guys rock out during the holiday season with just music, my favorite songs, my playlist, all of that good stuff. So I'm glad that you guys enjoy. Now, I also want to give a big shout out to all the countries out there that have been supporting me. It's over 10 now, so sometimes I can't keep up with all of them, but I am definitely grateful for all of the love, the support from all of my international supporters. We have a new ranking in Belgium, so shout out to the country Belgium for being the newest country to have us chart on the podcast charts. So, with that being said, I'm not gonna hold you guys long today. We're gonna get into some tea because, you know, you want to talk with Turk. Do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk, bitch. You just gonna talk with me, and that's just what it's gonna be, okay? So let's get into some things. Now, the judge declares a mistrial in T.I. and Tiny Harris lawsuit against MGA Entertainment. Now, according to the reporter Megan Cunniff, a judge has declared a mistrial in T.I. and Tiny Harris lawsuit against MGA Entertainment over the inspiration for the OMG LOL Surprise Dolls. Reports state this mistrial is due to agreeing with the argument from MGA's lawyers. Now, jurors in MGA Entertainment versus TIP heard from a woman who said she stopped buying OMG dolls because I did not want to support a company that steals from African Americans and their ideas. Today, a judge declared a mistrial because of it, agreeing with the argument from MGA's lawyers. Now, one more thing that was posted on Twitter, T.I.'s lawyer Aaron Renahan tried to get Judge Selna to reconsider, saying the testimony wasn't anything helpful for their case. We did not want that theme before this jury in particular. This is not Los Angeles. There's not a single black person on the jury. It didn't work. I love jurors. One just walked out and was happy to speak with the attorneys, and his suspicions about the mistrial were spot on. He thought it had something to do with the deposition he heard yesterday. I'm thinking, why isn't somebody objecting to what she's saying? But the jury said, frankly, I sort of agree with what was said. Now, you guys, I don't know much about this trial, but this is via The Shade Room. Shout out to The Shade Room. They always on top of it. But that is the newest information and latest tea from the trial of T.I. and Tiny over the OMG Girls dolls. I'm not sure if you guys have seen it or heard it, but we know of the OMG Girls that consisted of T.I. and Tiny's daughter, Reginae, and two other girls. I'm not sure who they were. I know one was misplaced, or I don't know how that group worked out, but we all remember them. So, a company, I guess, had some type of inspiration behind those girls and made dolls, and T.I. and Tiny wanted their money. So, they lost the trial right now. It's a mistrial. I don't know what's going to happen next after a mistrial. I'm not sure if they can retry a case. I'm not an attorney. I know nothing about law, but we just gonna have to see how that plays out. Now, moving on. Complex names 21 Savage the best rapper of 2022. They announced this on Twitter. It looks like Complex Music's Twitter page announcing 2022's best rapper alive, 21 Savage, and they put a gold crown beside him. Do you guys agree with that? I don't know. A lot of people are saying, you know, we don't agree with that. Some of the comments are saying that y'all gotta stop. This is funny. So I don't know. I love 21 Savage myself. He keeps me lit sometimes. I love some of the things he says in his raps. He's so confident. He's just one of those type of rappers. But best rapper of 2022, I don't know. Because, you know, for me, Nicki Minaj was doing her thing all 2022. She was dropping hits. Fire raps back to back to back to back. So shout out to Nicki Minaj. We're just gonna see. Now, a lot of controversy has been spewed with Doja Cat's recent looks. She was in Paris Fashion Week recently, and she wore an all red look, and a lot of people are not taking to it. They're saying she looks crazy. They're saying she doesn't. But I think she looks amazing. She's bringing different looks to the runways, to these shows that we have never seen before. She's doing some things that are, you know, a lot of people dare to do. Shout out to Lady Gaga, because she's one of those people. She wore an all meat dress to the VMAs. Who does that? So shout out to Doja Cat for continuously doing her thing. You know, it is what it is. Some people gonna like it, some people don't. It's all in the opinions of others, because we all have an opinion. You like it, you don't. If you don't go on social media saying how much you don't like it. It's not gonna change anything. She already wore it, you know? So it is what it is. Now, Baddies West, you guys, let's talk about that, because it's new on Zeus Network. It just came out, and a lot of familiar faces are on it. Tommy Lee, you have Krishan Rock, you have Stunna Girl, you have Natalie, of course, and you have Rolly, and you have some recurring people from last season, and you have a lot of new people, and it's already heating up. First fight was Stunna Girl running up on Tommy Lee for talking shit at the auditions. Y'all remember the auditions that we watched last year? But it's already heating up. It's already going to be crazy from the previews. I'm not sure how long this show is going to be lasting, because it's just crazy. We're just watching nothing but fights and drama. But I can't lie, it's good to watch sometime. But shout out to Zeus Network. I mean, y'all are steadily doing your thing, even though you have a lot of backlash for the type of content that you post. A lot of African American men and women don't believe in the content that you guys allow people to subscribe to. They want to see some black excellence instead of black fights. You know, we have a lot of that in TV already. Black people already don't get the recognition that they deserve to get, if you know what I'm saying. So, shout out to Zeus Network. You know, it is what it is. We're going to continue to subscribe to it and watch it. You know, I can't lie. I'm guilty of it. I like to watch it sometimes, too, when there's nothing else to watch. Shout out to Shamar Moore and Jezeree Design. They welcomed their baby girl. He posted on Instagram, "Your boy is officially a dad. Dreams come true. The rest of my life is here." So shout out to him. You know, he has been a pillar in the acting community, in the acting world. And it's good to see that he's living his life and being happy, because we hear about a lot of celebrities every day that do not, you know, have a good life after their career has already took off. So shout out to Shamar Moore. Also, congratulations are in order to Paris Hilton. She welcomes her first child. She posts a picture with her baby holding her finger and says, "You are already loved beyond words," with a blue heart. So that was cute as well. Shout out to Paris Hilton, you know, one of the most instrumental influencers there is of all time, before the Kardashians were even a thing. And I like to have always said that, because it always kind of get lost in the sauce. And Paris Hilton is rich as fuck. You know what I'm saying? She's rich as fuck. So shout out to Paris Hilton as well. Now, we just talked about T.I. I'm tired of talking about T.I. because I'm tired of T.I. sometime. But he speaks out about his son King and the past criticism he's faced recently to Shannon Sharp in an interview. So you guys can go and look that interview up and watch it. I'm not going to talk about it beyond that point. Now also, let's talk about scamming, because The Shade Room investigates. The luxury bag designer Isaac Moore was accused of scamming hundreds of thousands of dollars from his investors. Now get into this. The designer is known for his upscale handbag unboxings among celebrities like Jamie Foxx, Jim Jones, Trina. However, the luxury designer is now being called out for scamming hundreds of thousands of dollars from black investors. Successful black investors like Jody Lewis, Rosa Ruffin, and Anthony Beverly claimed to have signed contracts with Moore, sent thousands of dollars in investments for shows that never happened, and then gotten blocked. Isaac Moore and his attorney claimed that his accusations against him are completely false, despite the fact that a number of pending cases against him were also discovered in Harris County, Texas, related to the theft of funds and stealing from not only business entities, but also from individuals. Could this be a miscommunication between business partners, or an elaborate scam that slowly is unraveling? So, The Shade Room's Justice, Just 2ICE, who is a journalist and an Emmy winner, Justin Brinker Carter, he is investigating, and he posted this on The Shade Room. So we're just gonna have to look out for that. For all of your people that are into fashion, all of that stuff, you guys will be able to check that out. Now also, Ye asked paparazzi to stop filming him. He says celebs should get a percentage of money made from pap footage. So, you know, the paparazzi has always been a thing. It has led to so many deaths of, you know, celebrities. Let's talk about Princess Diana. You know, the paparazzi basically ran her to her death. So, you know, the paparazzi can also overstep their boundaries sometimes. And I understand what Yeezy is saying. I understand what Kanye is saying sometimes. But also, Kanye, you gotta realize this is what you signed up for. You're a celebrity. Nobody told you to be in this life. You should know that that's the price that you have to pay. And I hate when celebrities get into that. Yes, you guys deserve privacy when you go home. Yes. But when you're out in the limelight, this is what you wanted. This is what you were dreaming of. I'm not going to complain when I take off even further and be like, "Oh my God, people want to take pictures of me. I'm so tired of this." No, this is what I signed up for. This is my dream. I'm going to take a picture with you. So shout out to all of those artists out there who are not like that at all when it comes to their fans and people who are supporting. Even the paparazzi, they're not going to be rude. This is their life that they dreamed of, that they always wanted, and they're not going to complain about the work they have to put put in behind it. And I get what the artists are saying and the celebrities are saying about the paparazzi. I do. But you also have to realize this is what you desired as a child growing up. And now as an adult, you're thinking, this is a little bit too much for me. So to me, it's kind of like just pick your battles. Know your battles. Know that this is what you wanted and this is what you signed up for. And that's all that I really have to say about that. Now, there's much more to get into in regards to the tea, but I'm not going to spoil all of that for you guys today. And this week, you're just going to have to follow up on Power 109 Radio and the podcast to see much more information and much more tea that you might be missing out on, or the latest gossip. So once again, I want to shout out to all of the countries that have supported me in my journey in journalism, radio, podcasting, whatever you guys want to consider it, entertainment. Shout out to all of you guys, because you guys are keeping me afloat, you're keeping me charting, you're keeping me on the air. And shout out to Power 109 Radio, you guys are the realest. Shout out to you guys for putting someone like me in the South on your platform up north in Denver, Colorado. So shout out to Power 109 Radio for the brand, and I'm out, you know. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
Talk with Turk Bish.